This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Greeley, one team like the UNC Bears, and one bank who cheers as loud as you do. Bank of Colorado, proud partner of UNC Athletics, member FDIC.
Presents Football Friday.
Knicks will hand it off to Dobbins off right guard. Dobbins into the end zone. Touchdown, Denver.
From the 18-yard line of Navy, Liam Zarka steps back, looks, fires. Fleischman caught. Touchdown.
Rousseau still in the negatives, the passing yards. They go with a flea flicker, and Winfield's wide open. Bang! Touchdown, Colorado State.
13th play of the drive. It's a 3rd-and-3. It's a wide open touchdown. Omarion Miller has Colorado on the board.
Here's a free play. He's looking for up the middle. Catch is made, and there he goes.
Denver rushes four. Hurts bounces around. Is grabbed, and Hurts will go down. And the sack back at the 22-yard line. Cooper was there. So was Zach Allen. Benito, John Franklin Myers, the four-man rush, collapsed the pocket.
Football Friday, presented by Big City Roadhouse. Michael's doing the robot back there. All is good. We've got Tanner Schwint in studio, the dude down the hall in studio, Derbs, and Mike dancing with himself as we're trying to get the microphones and headphones adjusted. And good job back there, Mike. Guys, how you doing? Tanner?
Doing great. Really excited about Rocky Mountain College kickoff.
Good.
Thank you. I appreciate you asking. It's been a long time since someone actually asked how I'm doing, so I appreciate
Fantastic.
That.
Fantastic. Derbs, great to see you, man. Are you doing?
Seriously, wonderful. Okay. This could be the best day ever.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
There's always that possibility.
Mm-hmm. Mike?
I can't compete with that. I don't think this is the best day ever, but hey, I'm here for another one.
Unbridled enthusiasm.
Is Mike our Eeyore?
Yes, 100%. What are you up to, Mike? All right.
Thanks, like, I walk back there in the lounge. I'm like, hey, guys. And Tanner's like, hey, man. And Mike, hi.
Hello.
Mike makes me look cheerful.
Yeah. That is. No, that's true, guys. No.
That's a lot of negative.
Just today, anyway.
You know what's positive?
Need a couple of drinks.
You know what's positive? My picking of bad quarterbacks. It is really impressive.
Right again?
You're about to start to get insufferable, aren't you?
Susan and Cheryl. The picks are on fire.
Put your tops on.
Quarterback battle.
Mr. Thursday night.
500 early in the season. It's early. I'm in the playoffs still.
When Brian Gary is giving you that sort of production, you got to be better. You got to elevate your game, man.
I think it's been all right. We'll be okay.
500 is
Who would have thought the Eagles were going to be that bad last night? I didn't.
Dustin did. Dustin bet aggressively against you again.
Thanks, Derbs.
You're welcome.
I don't care how you're doing now. I take that back.
Do you
take
care
that
about
question.
Me?
I take it all back because you were part of the laughter and the making fun of, and it's not fun.
I told you I bet the same way you did.
Mike, explain to our listeners again the quarterback toilet bowl and why I am so great. I can't explain it. It's hard to coach. You can't teach it.
So all of us every week pick a quarterback we think is going to do the worst, hence the toilet bowl. And we go off of ESPN's QBR. Last week you had Geno Smith, which was a 19 QBR. That is also the worst QBR of the week last week. So congratulations to you.
Thank you.
Yeah. I came in second last week with Dylan Gabriel. He had a 38.9 QBR. Tanner was third, 54.9 with Jalen Hurts. And Derbs, he took Baker Mayfield last week, who I believe had the third best QBR at a 90.7.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to throw one out, right?
I still don't think Derbs quite understands the rules.
I sat down there. I'm like, you got the first pick. I got the second. Would you mind doing me the favor and letting me know who you're going to pick? And he goes, what's a quarterback? Mm-hmm. I'm like, okay,
yeah,
this is where we're at.
Yes.
Could be tough.
I have found a couple.
Mm-hmm.
We'll participate.
Just season average. So the podcast that I stole this from, their lowest guy is like a 34 QBR for average for the year. You're sitting at 23.82 right now.
I know bad quarterbacks. Tanner's one of my best friends.
Hey, yeah. That's what...
Got him.
Don't laugh at that, Mike.
I learned a lot.
Don't laugh at that, Mike.
Earlier, I did not make the reference.
That, when you said that earlier, I said, well, Tanner, that's why you got hired here.
Yeah.
Like,
I knew what I was doing. I take bad quarterback play and I turn it into gold.
I just think you maybe watch too much CSU is what I think.
I'm watching all of it. Yeah. It's all pretty bad. And you just get used to that bad and you're like, I have a feeling I know who's going to be bad. That's all. I get people texting me on the weekends like, why aren't you watching like Ohio State and stuff like that? It's like, well, no, I'm going to stay here and watch Wyoming.
It's a special
and there's
talent.
Another blocked punt, and there's another blocked punt. You know, he picked the ball up and dusted it off before our guys even knew what was going on.
It was
and
cool
the game
to see
hasn't even
snow.
Started yet.
Yeah, it was fun to see that. That was kind of
was
exciting.
Was that snow or hail?
It was hail. Hail. But
the field was white.
They're very similar.
The field was white.
They're very similar.
Apparently thinks Boise State plays on water anyhow.
Well, the geese did. apparently would fly into it and break their necks, and the people of Boise were very frustrated about that.
Mm-hmm.
So don't paint your field blue if you'd like to save the geese. So are we ready to make picks again? Or
let me just finish with the overall here. Tanner is in second right now at 42.75.
That's pretty good.
Thanks to the 90.7 from Baker Mayfield, Derbs has fallen into last place now. So he's at 53.87, and I have crept into third at 50.75.
Oh, I'm still in the ball game here.
Is
it? I mean, how many bad weeks will it take for Brady to come back to earth a little bit here?
Well, if Brady were to hit a somebody in the 80s, then
all of a sudden
it would change a little.
This thing's not. It's not.
Oh old. No.
Don't count your chickens. Oh, because they haven't.
I go back to work. I pick up my lunch pail. And I just go right back to work and evaluating bad quarterback play. I think that's going to be my thing now. He watches bullcrap, so you don't have to.
Brady's average is better than any one week for me.
I can't tell if I'm proud of this or not. I think I am.
It's a competition, and you're winning.
It's kind of like being a good bowler. Nobody thinks that's a cool thing. Like that, you tell them you're good at bowling, and
how would you know that?
I'm a pretty good bowler, and nobody cares because everyone says, "Well, nobody cares about bowling." So maybe
or,
this is in
I think
category.
A lot of people just call you a liar.
I'm pretty good.
Okay, we ready to pick?
Yeah. So Derbs with the first pick here in the Toilet Bowl draft.
I will participate with the Baltimore Ravens quarterback. And they don't know whether or not it's Rush or Huntley from the last that I looked. So one of them.
So either way, if he takes the Ravens quarterback.
Yeah, so pick one of the names and you'll get whichever one plays.
But what if they both play?
That could be Lamar.
Well, whoever starts is the guy that you get.
Cooper Rush.
Okay.
It could be Lamar, right? They haven't ruled him completely
if that
out.
Happens,
he has
if they,
a pra- yeah.
If
he
they do, if they do suddenly say, hey, Lamar's game time decision plays is
the, he gets the starter.
Then I want Lamar.
That's
another
good.
90 coming.
Yeah, we weren't far off. We said, now that Dustin's got the first overall pick, he'd be like, give me Josh Allen. And he keeps going off the board there. All right, do the little fun intro for me, Mike.
Tanner with the second pick in the Toilet Bowl draft.
I don't think I've taken this guy yet. I kind of forgot. The newly acquired Cincinnati Bengals starter, Joe Flacco. I'm going to take Joe Flacco this week against the Green Bay Packers.
Me.
He's got weapons now.
Mm-hmm.
No.
He may throw four interceptions, but he's going to sling it.
Yeah,
he's gonna and he's going to get. He has to get it out fast because that O line.
Yeah, and he's
trash.
97
years old.
He may get broken half this week.
get a bad QBR first, Joe. Okay, so now on the clock with the number 3 overall pick in the 2025 Toilet Bowl Draft, Mike Danson.
I didn't think this person would be here, so I'm very happy about that. I will take Justin Fields against the Broncos in London.
London.
I thought that might be one of your picks. That's a good. That's where I was going
to
go.
Were you starting to get hopeful that he was going to fall to you?
Yeah, I was going to go there.
That makes me feel good.
Yeah, that that's on Brady's list. That's where I was leaning, and it's not really a Broncos thing. It's just
Justin Fields just not trash.
Good. Okay, so I'm going to try. I got to start picking good quarterbacks at some point to struggle, right? let's see. You know, have I taken what's his face?
Yes, you have. Four times.
Have I taken Rattler yet?
You have not.
I'm going to go that route.
I like
think he's going to get rattled tonight.
I think he's going to get.
Oh, we didn't put Brady on the clock with the fourth overall pick in the quarterback toilet bowl draft. Brady is now on the clock. Brady, who are you drafting?
I'm taking Rattler.
What?
Surprise!
Going up against the Patriots this week.
That's why I was going to. That's why I asked earlier if I had taken him because I liked. I think that Patriots defense is
they're good up front.
Pretty good.
Yeah, I think that's where we're going. We're staying there. I'm not at a point yet where I have to reach and go for, you know, maybe like Baker Mayfield, like a possible MVP type quarterback. But I do think I see the thinking there.
I feel real good about getting Jalen Hurts off the board. I know, obviously, struggled a lot last night, but getting him off the board with just a 54 after Derbs took Baker Mayfield and put up a 91. How bad? Why are you so bad at this?
Ask Mike. He had one similar to that. Oh,
my worst was a 70
from Bryce Young.
Yeah. He hasn't got close to that the rest of the year.
Well, it'll be an interesting weekend. I just hope for the Broncos' sake, like they take care of what they're supposed to take care of. The Jets are bad, but in London, distractions, all that stuff, and now the Eagles don't look like they're very good. So this is just one of those games where you want to see everything firing for the Broncos. Leave no doubt.
You can't. I mean, you can't just throw away whatever momentum you got after you beat Philadelphia. You have to go and dominate. And Dustin's got a great British accent. You should ask to hear it sometime.
Going to London.
Pretty good.
Yeah. Sounded pretty Australian to me.
Going to London.
The one question, I'm not a Broncos fan, but to ask you guys, are you worried about how slow the offense starts every week?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I'm even more worried that it took until the fourth quarter against what looks to be not a very good Eagles team right now. And maybe the Eagles will turn it around, but as of right now, I would say the Eagles are, based on their last two performances, especially fourth quarter to that Giants game, are probably considered a bad football team.
I think that meltdown, I honestly fall into the camp that I think the Broncos are causing a lot of this meltdown. I don't think they saw a world in which Bo Nix came back and won that ball game on Sunday. And A.J. Brown's being a diva. I don't know who the offense coordinator is.
He should
Mike
be fired.
And I were talking about that. But how does Saquon Barkley only get 12 carries?
How do
again?
You do, and I know they scored on it, but why are you doing four tush pushes in a row? And not giving Saquon Barkley even one shot.
I don't understand the fact that, like, I had Saquon for 70 yards yesterday. It's not like I was betting on him to get 120.
No.
He had 58 on 12 carries. It's like, give the guy the damn ball.
I don't understand.
He's got to be injured or something.
I don't know. I mean, you sign him for all this money, and you're barely using him.
I worry that, you know, if I'm a Phillies fan or an Eagles fan, I'm worried that Sirianni got caught up in reading the tabloids and saying they can't throw the ball. A.J. Brown's getting you know, he's not loving the situation, and Sirianni is trying to appease too many people when you're just do what
Jalen Hurts
do what has made you successful. Jalen Hurts is not an elite quarterback.
He missed a lot of open. He missed a wide open throw to Devonta Smith that would have been a touchdown.
He's not an elite quarterback, and so just do what you've always done: run the ball, control the clock, much kind of like what Denver's trying to do. Like, I think Bo Nix and Jalen Hurts, I don't think they're that far off. Run the ball, control the clock. You got a good defense, and win games that way. And Sirianni can't get out of his own way.
Rocky Mountain College kickoff coming up today at 2 o'clock, so you guys will rejoin, jump back into the studio, and I don't know.
that's actually what I've got on my prep sheet.
It's just bad football going on with all these teams.
It's tough in our scene.
Yeah, it really is. Starting with tonight against Fresno State, we'll see where you guys are thinking there, but it could be do or die time for Jay Norvell.
I think they're a week later than it should have been for do or die time.
Mm-hmm. They might not either, though. They might stick with him the rest of the year.
That's insane. My biggest question for tonight, and I'm giving this away early, but I want to see the stands. I want to see how many people are there. That will be so telling, I think, of where they go. Because if that place is empty, I don't think you can afford to keep him around the rest of the year.
It's going to be cooler tonight, too. I think chances of rain during that game.
Cody Friday said, night versus be, Saturday.
Yeah, Cody Wilson, Denver Furniture Weather, said it should be okay. Should be all clear for tonight. So I don't know if you've been cheating on him with another weather app, but...
Well, I know. But didn't he say it yesterday? And we kind of did have a little...
Yeah, no, he was drinking, too, when he told me this. So.
Well, we'll see you guys here in about 40 minutes. So we'll look forward to the Rocky Mountain
College
kickoff.
What do you got? You got picks?
Picks are coming up. Picks are on Friday. Everybody knows that.
Today's Friday?
I dominated picks last week. Derbs gave me a pep talk. I sent in my picks, and I said, it's been rough. And he said, just turn that frown upside down, little soldier. And I did.
Mm-hmm.
And
it was a nice rah-rah speech.
I went 4-1.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's pretty good.
Yep.
That's pretty good. Mike, could this now be the best day ever?
It's creeping up.
Okay.
It's creeping
We're getting
up.
There.
God, you're a killer motivator.
Yeah. It's creeping up, gang. It's a good motivational speech right there.
Dude.
Got
Mike
Michael yawning back
coach.
There. And, yeah.
Davies on three.
21 minutes after the hour. Football Friday presented by Big City Roadhouse. We'll be right back. We got the picks coming up, too. We'll look at this Broncos-Jets matchup and much more. It's the whole show. We'll be right back.
Presents Football Friday on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hey, this is Warren Jackson, former CSU wide receiver, and you're listening to the whole show on KFK.
It is finally Friday. It's a Football Friday presented by Big City Roadhouse. But you know what? Do yourself a favor. Stop by On the Rocks Liquor. We know it's kind of like cider season. So the drink of the week is Shilling Spice Chai Cider. It's a special blend of chai spices and fresh pressed apples for that crisp fall feeling. That's On the Rocks Liquor. Make your next celebration On the Rocks. First Advantage text line is 888-530-0043. Yeah, with the Broncos-Jets game, I'm with Benjamin, who we had on earlier in the show, Benjamin Albright. I just think that this should be, and I expect this to be, and I'll be let down if it's not. I expect complete domination for the Broncos. I get it's in London. It's a different time. You've been there all week trying to adjust. I don't think there's an excuse. You don't want this game to be close. Justin Fields just really isn't that great of a quarterback. And Denver, I would like to, obviously, I think they're going to run the ball. They're going to try to just keep that formula going. They're actually one of the top teams in yards per carry. And just trying to let Bo Nix settle in a little bit more in that first quarter. Because that has been a slight concern. I mean, this team felt like they were dead in the water last week against the Eagles for most of that game. And then suddenly you get some fourth quarter magic and the Broncos find a way to get the dub and you're feeling really high. But then you say maybe the loss last night the Eagles took to the Giants, maybe a little shine wore off there from that win, which we all kind of said was felt like anyway, that was the best win in the Sean Payton coached era. And I still agree. Like, what's better than that one? The Baker Mayfield win, beating the Chiefs when they had their backups in. No, it's still the Eagles. The Eagles had a slow start last year, if you remember. I mean, they were 2-2, and everybody was really, you know, Eagles fans were really pushing for Nick Sirianni to lose his job. And then all they did was win on and won the rest of the way, including the Super Bowl. So I do think that there's some issues there with the Philadelphia Eagles, but I'm not letting it ruin what Denver was able to do against Philadelphia. They beat a good team. They were at the time anyway. They looked like a good team through most of that game. And maybe it was the Broncos that broke the Eagles down, but they're just like, they're not playing at all like they played last season. So I'll be curious if that changes, if they start giving the ball to Saquon Barkley. I do wonder, too, on the tush push thing, Mike, if that's going to get reevaluated again this offseason, because that was a little overkill, wasn't it? I mean, they ran four tush pushes in a row to score a touchdown in that game. And I think you had a lot of fans that were like, what is this? Is this even football at this point? And I've been a defender of the tush push. Like, I think it's a good football play. If you can stop it, great. If you can't, then we're just going to keep doing it.
But Like a little bit of rugby at that point.
Kind of. I was shocked, though. You're not going to give the ball to Saquon Barkley once in that situation. Like, get him some confidence going. Get him in the end zone. But instead, they had other plans.
I wonder how he feels about it.
I don't know. He's a very selfless guy. So he's one of the last guys you expect to be complaining about lack of production or anything like that. But that was pushing it. I think he only had, 12 carries or so. That's what got them to where they were last season. So I'm certainly shocked that we just haven't seen more from that side of it. On the Broncos side, though, I expect this to be a little more balanced between J.K. Dobbins and R.J. Harvey. Because you still have to remember, Mike, as good as J.K. Dobbins is, he has had a very rough history of injuries, and you just don't want to get to that point where you're halfway through the season, and now suddenly it's R.J. Harvey is the main guy, and then you're bringing in Jaleel McLaughlin or Tyler Bidet. You don't want to get to that point halfway through the season. So if you can get up early in a game like this, is this where you see, all right, let's start letting the rookie get going. Let's get R.J. Harvey really some positive carries, some good production in this game, and get him ready when you need him down the road. Now suddenly that Giants game doesn't look like a gimme. So you can't, I feel weird saying this, you can't overlook the Jets because you have the Giants next week.
You can't overlook any team in the NFL.
There it is. Thanks, Coach, for the coach speak there. But there is going to be a little bit of that. This is arguably the worst team in the NFL with the Jets. And this is one of those where I just want to see a get right situation, because even though they beat the Eagles last week, 85% of that game, we were all kind of going, is this going to just keep getting worse? Is Bo not going to find it? He was out of rhythm. His footwork was bad until it wasn't. And then in the fourth quarter, suddenly things looked a lot better. And they were able to pull off a pretty significant win. But getting to that fourth win, getting to 4-2 in a week where you're looking around the AFC West and you're saying, okay, man, if you're smelling blood in the water, if you could take advantage of this. You got the Chargers going up against the Dolphins team that is going to be in absolute desperation. So I'm curious to see how that one goes. And then the Raiders are going up against the Titans. That's just going to be, the Raiders are bad right now. If the Titans somehow pull that off, then the Raiders are done. They're not going to have a hope of trying to win this division. And then the Chiefs play Detroit on Sunday night, Mike. So this is a hell of an opportunity. Maybe the Chargers do beat the Dolphins. They probably will. But this is a huge opportunity because the Chiefs are favorites in this game Sunday night against Detroit. But if the Chiefs drop that one, they would go to 2-4, and then you'd be at 4-2. There's a realistic shot. Now that it's going to be you and the Chargers, the Chiefs are just, they're confusing. They just don't look like the Chiefs of old. 33 minutes after the hour. We'll take a short break. We got the picks coming up very soon. I'm going to lay out the local matchups, the games we're looking at, paying attention to over the course of the weekend. Please get better, because I'm watching every one of these, and I want to see some positive. I want to see some offense, please. And like the Buffs, I want to see some offense for more than just the first quarter. So we'll get into all that more. But first, Michael, let's jump out and get the latest on the local sports flash.
There's only one feeling, like lighting that open sign for the first time. Like deciding whether or not to frame that first dollar. Like knowing every customer by name when they walk through the door. Whether you're starting from scratch or from a century of tradition. Every business deserves a bank that's been growing communities for generations. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
Hey, Ram fans. This is Ali Farokmanesh, your head men's basketball coach at Colorado State University. And you're listening to The Whole Show on 103.1 and 1310 KFK.
All right, a big weekend. It's kind of a put up or shut up type of weekend, isn't it, Mike? I mean, doesn't it feel like that for all the teams we're talking about? Wyoming, you want to make something of this season. You got to beat San Jose State. Tight spread there. Expecting this to be a close game. Got to see this offense start going, because if it doesn't start going now, then you just have to wonder if that's just what this team's going to be. They play solid defense, but they can't move the ball. And if you're adding special teams issues to that, like we saw against UNLV, that's rough. For the Colorado Buffaloes, going up against Iowa State. I mean, this is... listen, man, the Buffs aren't awful. They're just not finishing. They get off to hot starts. Can they find a way to finish? Can Caden Salter be put together like a complete football game? And we have yet to see that. So... I don't know. I'm not out on the Buffs. The Buffs are putting together a better brand of football than I think most of the teams are in our region, in our coverage area. So that's a big one. The UNC Bears get back at it after being on their bye week. They're going up against Idaho. I talked to Coach Lamb a lot about the Vandals and their court. They got a really good quarterback and Josh Wood. He's a running quarterback. He presents, and he's not like just a running quarterback. He makes smart plays. That's going to be a battle for UNC on the road. But I mean, I tell you what, man, if UNC can find a way to pull it off, beat a decent Big Sky school. I know they're 0-1 in conference play, but you get to 3 wins early, you'd be at 500. You're going to be feeling really good about yourself. That would be a monster improvement based on the last two seasons, with 1 win a season ago and 0 wins the year before that. Would be huge for this team to find a way to win. And they had a lot of dudes injured, a lot of guys banged up. And now with the bye week, you're hoping that you get some of those guys back. Braden Monroe, one of those bigger names that was out, has been out for a bit. Maybe he's coming back. You know, Coach Lamb didn't give in a lot on the podcast, because it's Wednesday when we do Football 52, so you don't have a lot of that information. But that's the big hope now for the Bears, that they can get healthy. Feels like they're getting close, Mike, but they haven't been blown out once this year. Every game's come down to the wire for this team.
I think they're 19-point dogs this week.
I believe they are.
But I don't think they're 19-point losers this week.
I don't know. Picks are on Friday. Everybody knows that, which is Friday today, but we do that later. Colorado State and Fresno State tonight. The Bulldogs are a 6.5-point favorite in this game. I am curious to see kind of like what the crowd looks like tonight. I don't have a good feeling about it. I'm not sure if I might be going. I'm not sure just yet. I'm 50-50 on it right now. I always like to go when I can. Win or lose for the Rams, good or bad, I enjoy going to watch these games. If not, I'll be watching it at home on CBS Sports Network. But there is a part of my brain that just thinks this could go south in a hurry, a lot like the San Diego State game did, where basically everything that could go wrong goes wrong in a game like this. I don't expect a lot of the whole firing talk and all that with Jay. You're not going to get that from me unless you see something like 30-3. I mean, it's just one of those games. It's just so awful that you've completely lost your way, and you might as well just end it. Like, do you see that, Mike? I mean, you and I are both in the same camp of it doesn't do you a whole lot of good to move on in the middle of the season if you don't have a young up-and-comer kind of guy, or anyone we've talked about a lot. But if it's a blowout, does that change your mind?
At that point, you have to ask, what does the money say? What do the boosters say? And if the boosters say, hey, we don't want to give any money, if the big donors say, we don't want to give any money, then you gotta say goodbye.
Well, and that's part of that money thing is your turnout. I mean, I know it's $1.5 million if you fire Jay Norvell, but what's the cost? What's it going to do to you? Because you still have, I think, 3 more home games after this one. If you have a really low turnout, that's got to be affecting the bottom line too. And I don't know if people suddenly say, I'm going to go to games because Jay Norvell's not there. You try to build up some kind of interim thing and he's going to take over. I don't see it. I don't see if it's a 10-point game or even you lose by 17, I still don't look at that and say you're going to, but I don't know where the wins are going to come. You know, then you'd be 1-5, you'd be 0-2 in the conference, and you still haven't played UNLV or Boise State or Air Force, who I think Air Force is, I think they're actually good on one side of the ball. They can light it up. If they ever figure out a way to stop teams, just a few possessions here and there, that could still be a dangerous team. So Fresno State, Kevin Lytle and I did our power rankings in the Mountain West, and we both kind of agreed that the Bulldogs, 5-1, 2-0 in the Mountain West, it's hard not to put them in the top three. So they're, we have them at third. So this isn't, I don't look at this game and go, oh, yeah, this is a gettable game. Last week, I think, was more of a coin flip at before the game as to, you know, could CSU find a way to beat San Diego State? But I had a bad feeling about it. I don't know if things can get much worse for Colorado State. I guess that's my positive for Rams fans is it's already been pretty bad. Do we really think it's going to get much worse? It could. Very well could. First Advantage text line 888-530-0043. Most interesting game of the week locally? I'm going to say it's CU and Iowa State. They could save their season. And the wise guys are not making this like an overwhelming, oh, you're a struggling Big 12 team going up against a ranked Iowa State team. Not a lot of people are throwing out the, oh, this is a cooked Buffs team. There's something there with Colorado. And Coach Prime's got his health stuff, all those concerns, certainly not great. But they've been in every game. The Houston one, I think, got away from them. But the, you know, BYU, 24-21, started off red hot, up 14-0. Same situation with TCU, and they lost 35-21, but that felt more like a one-score game. TCU scores at the end to cover the spread, which was part of my success in my picks. Needed that one. Got it.
That's because of all the turnovers.
Yeah. Well, it's Caden Salter, man. There's moments I watch him and I'm like, that guy is good. He's good. And then you see the very next play, he runs backwards for 20 yards and gets sacked. Makes a bad pick, throws a bad interception. He just hasn't been consistent. I think there's a good quarterback in there. He just got to find a way to find some consistency and not give up so many negative plays. Or throw those kind of bonehead interceptions.
Yeah, that stuff really puts a sour taste in your mouth. I mean, if you're driving the ball down the field and you make that big mistake, throw the ball away. Run the ball.
He takes a lot. You know, this is a lot like when Sean Payton drafted Bo Nix, a lot of what he was talking about was, we want a quarterback that's not going to take a ton of negative plays. And I always like laughed at that. I laughed at that with like Ed Lamb. I'm like, well, obviously, right? You don't want negative plays. But what they mean by that is we don't want quarterbacks playing outside of who they are. Guys that think they can take off and run. Jordan Ross, at wide receiver last week for CSU, thinking he could outrun the entire San Diego State defense, tries to get around him, and instead is taken down for a big loss to start that drive. So you already got the feel that this team was going to be behind the eight ball right off the bat because you had a wide receiver that thought he could. He could get outside and make a miraculous play. And then the very next play, you had a bad snap. So this is survival week, man. Air Force is interesting to me. They're going up against UNLV. That could be a shootout, man. 63.5 is the total. 63.5 for an Air Force game. Air Force is the most exciting of all these teams consistently.
Because they're always dropping bombs.
They're always dropping bombs. They are. I know what you're doing. But they are. They can't stop anybody. But that's also why their games are more exciting. Because it's just back and forth, back and forth. I would expect more of the same in the Air Force UNLV game. All right, Mike, we got the picks coming up. I bounced back up to a one game over 500. So we're feeling good. Now's a big weekend for me. to get some separation from that 500 mark. We'll get to the picks coming up. Picks are on Friday. Everybody knows that. And it's Friday. And it's the end of the show. Friday.
Everybody, I didn't know that.
Everybody knows that. Well, of course you wouldn't. 48 minutes after the hour. Picks are coming up next.
Big City Roadhouse presents Football Friday. A Northern Colorado's voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is your UNC Bears head men's basketball coach, Steve Smiley, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA. Go Bears!
All right, welcome back. It's time for the picks, Mike. Last week, we were red hot. We're back over 500. Needed it. Went 4-1. Easy, easy money. You're welcome, everyone. I'm 15-14. Over the 500 mark. It's impressive. I'm impressed even by myself to pull myself back up and get out of that, dig myself out of that hole. That's what I did. And now we're going to add on to that. So here we go. This is the truth. Love it or hate it. All week has led us to this moment. Northern Colorado back at it after a bye. They're going up against Idaho. That quarterback for Idaho scares me. That's why I'm not picking the Bears to win. But they are dogs, major dogs, 19.5 points. The Bears have been pretty good about covering spreads. I like UNC to cover, so I'm taking UNC plus 19.5. San Jose State at Wyoming. All right, I keep getting burned by Wyoming. That's what kept me from going undefeated last week. Do I go back to the well, or do I finally start going against the Cowboys? I'm going to give you another week. I'm going to give you another week, Wyoming. I think Wyoming wins outright against the Spartans this weekend. Air Force at UNLV. Got to get stops eventually, right? Give me the points. Air Force plus 7. Iowa State at Colorado. I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. The Buffs are beating the Cyclones. Yeah. Yeah. Caden Salter is going to go off in this game, Mike, in a good way. Yeah. It's going to happen. Buffs are winning that. Tonight, Fresno State at CSU. Is this the end for Jay Norvell? Maybe. Maybe not. But it will end their Mountain West Conference championship hopes. I do like Fresno State to cover these 6.5. Broncos, Jets, yeah, all day. Broncos covering 7.5. Blowout City in London Town. There we go. Those are the picks. I like Fresno State minus 6.5. Colorado wins outright. Wyoming wins outright. Air Force plus 7. UNC plus 19.5. Broncos minus 7.5. Good night, Northern Colorado. You're welcome.
This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Greeley, one team like the UNC Bears, and one bank who cheers as loud as you do. Bank of Colorado, proud partner of UNC Athletics, member FDIC.